Iraqi cabinet setback. 6th of August, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Baghdad, Iraq. Five Iraqi MPs have announced a boycott of interior designing Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's office, deepening the political crisis and leaving the governor without any Sunni members or design sense. The ministers, who are loyal to former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, blamed what they said was a Shia-led government's failure to pick a cabinet complementary to their drapes. The Iraqi list of cabinet choosers include Sunni and Shia Muslims and a gay designer from New York City. Iraq's largest Sunni Arab bloc, the Accordance Front, withdrew six ministers from the government last week, leaving the cheap temporary IKEA cabinet depressingly empty. So far this year, 17 government ministers, nearly half of the design squad, have either suspended their participation or quit over the Shia's lack of aesthetic sound judgment. Sunni Isa al-Suriyi told UNnews reporter Lotta Lies, quote, "At first I was eager to help design the new democracy. However, I just couldn't stand the cabinet Nouri picked. It looked like something my grandma has stuffed in her basement. Heck, it's not even a cabinet, it's a chiffon robe or something. I can't be expected to work with such slobs," unquote. IKEA's offer to refund the chiffon robe and give the Iraqis a free Aspvik sliding door cabinet has so far failed to produce a response from al-Maliki. The cast of ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition have been notified. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.